The Superdome champ Philadelphia Eagles come into town this weekend to take on the Saints. The Eagles are 4-5. They come into town after a loss to the Dallas Cowboys last week. And joining us on the line is Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst and former Saints running back. Deuce, always a pleasure for me to have you come on the show.
Well, I surely appreciate it. How are you doing?
Doing great. Feel good about this week's game, but this still is a dangerous team in spite of some of the injuries they have. And I think everybody's kind of looking to see if Carson Wentz is ever going to have his total breakout game this season.
Definitely a dangerous game. I mean, until you kind of eliminate this team completely from the playoff picture or the playoff conversation, I mean, they still will be the defending Super Bowl champion. I mean, so you're going to have to beat them. And regardless of who's out there as far as playing for them, you know that you're going to get their best shot, their best effort. So for the Saints, you know, you have to look at it as, hey, look, you know, this team is still the Super Bowl champion. You know, we can't take them lightly.
There seems to be, Deuce, a little, disharmony in the locker room right now. Jason, how did you pronounce his last name, the center, Kelce?
Kelce
is talking about he thinks they're struggling because there's a lack of accountability. People aren't stepping up and taking responsibility for the manner in which they're playing.
That may be the Super Bowl hangover. That may be it's hard to repeat, and it's hard to repeat in this league for a lot of different reasons. You have injuries that will come into play. Sometimes you just have to be lucky. The ball has to bounce your way. And then a lot of times you have the guys, whether it's the coaches and or players, that, you know, want to bask in that victory a little bit, and you have other teams, other players that are getting ready for that following season. So there's a lot that goes into it. A lot of people call it that Super Bowl hangover type of deal. I mean, just because it is so hard to repeat in this league. And so, you know, that may be the case with them, but, you know, for the Saints, they can't really focus on that because they have to go out and worry about themselves and try to execute for themselves.
The Eagles lost cornerback Ronald Darby, and obviously coming in here, this is not the time where you don't want to have a full complement of cornerbacks.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, last week their top, once Darby went down with an ACL, their top three corners were down. They did not have them available, and really for that game, they signed two guys that were on the practice squad to the active roster, and it looks like they're going to get one of their corners back, possibly, and that would be Sidney Jones. He's an outside guy. This is really his second year playing for him. He's from University of Washington. He's been dealing with a hamstring injury. I don't think Jalen Mills is going to go. We'll find out for sure later on today. He hadn't practiced the last 2 days. He's dealing with a foot injury, and then obviously with Ronald Darby out for sure with an ACL, you know, of their top three corners, they may only have one of them available, and that's just not a good recipe when you talk about playing against Drew Brees and the receivers and some of the things that they like to do. So it's going to be just interesting to see how they try to attack the Saints, knowing that some of their players, you know, particularly on the back end, are kind of banged up.
Obviously, you would expect that we try to exploit the youth in that backfield.
I would agree. I think also, you know, just trying to find the mismatches, you know, just figuring out how are they playing. I mean, because they can do one of two things. They can either come after you as far as pressure is concerned. They do have a really good front four already, but, you know, when you have so many young guys on the back end or new guys on the back end, you know, communication is critical for them, and they're on the road. The Saints can kind of hurt them with personnel, can kind of help hurt them with shifts, motions, et cetera, and just finding the right matchup. So the way that you can combat it is kind of send pressure, which is something they do a little bit of, not a lot, or they can sit in zone and just try to make the Saints have to drive the distance of the field. And so it's going to be interesting to see which approach they try to choose to attack Drew Brees and the Saints offense.
It seems as though to me, and what limited knowledge I have, Deuce, because I love watching the play of a tight end, that this may be an opportunity for them to exploit Ben Watson and use him a lot more in this game.
Maybe a possibility. I could tell you Malcolm Jenkins would be the primary, and he's a former Saint. Obviously, he's been playing at a Pro Bowl level for them. He's the primary guy that they use to cover their tight ends. He's been dealing with a wrist injury. So for him, he's got a cast on his hand, or at least a soft cast on that hand. Not sure what he'll do this Sunday, but that's what he had the past week or so on that hand. And primarily, yes, if that's the matchup you're going to get, Saints like that matchup in certain situations, but, you know, I think there may be a better matchup that they're going to find, particularly with Ben. You know, you want him matched up against those linebackers where he can use his routes and his speed against those guys.
So offensively for the Eagles, what challenges are they going to present for the Saints defense?
I think if their offensive line, Lane Johnson has been dealing with the knee injury, so he didn't play last week. He's supposed to possibly give it a go this week. Their other tackle, Peters, has been dealing with kind of a shoulder, elbow, bicep injury, so he's playing really with one arm. For them, they've got to be able to give Carson Wentz time. I mean, and so the Saints can win some one-on-one situations. I think for them also, they haven't run Wentz as much. He's coming off of that ACL injury last year, and so they had so much success with the RPO, the run play pass option matchup, and they still run a little bit of it, but the quarterback run really hadn't been there. And also they lost LeGarrette Blount to free agency, and then they lost the starting running back, Jay Ajayi, this year to an ACL. So they've been playing Corey Clement and Smallwood. Young guys, second-year guys, Darren Sproles is dealing with a hamstring, so he's not available. So for them, the run game really hadn't been there a lot consistently, so teams have been able to pressure them. They have some outstanding weapons. You look at Alshon Jeffries. You look at Tate. You look how they use Zach Ertz. They use their second tight end, Andrews. They have weapons. They just hadn't been able to get the ball to him consistently.
Any idea whether Sproles will be back? He's always been one of my favorite players for whatever reason, and I just, follow him.
He won't go this week, so, that's a weapon that they're going to be missing.
All righty. Your crystal ball, your prediction.
Saints win. Saints have to take care of the football. Saints have to be prepared for anything, and that's onside kick, that's fake punch, that's going for it on fourth down. This is a desperate Eagles team, but I do think the Saints will pull this one out.
All righty, a score or no?
I think the Saints win by – I think they win by anywhere between 7 and 10. So, I mean, I think it's going to be, I think, about 10 points. But, I can see them only winning by a touchdown as well.
All righty, Deuce, thanks so much for joining us. And we'll be listening to you and Zach on Sunday for sure.
No problem. Thank you for having me on, Noel.
All right, that's Deuce McAllister. If you guys haven't listened to Deuce and Zach yet, you need to, because they add a real interesting dynamic to the game. And I turn that TV down and turn the radio up every weekend, and we truly enjoy what they do and the excitement that they bring to the play calling of that game. We want to hear from you. What do you think about the Saints this weekend? Ups, downs, afternoon game. 3:45 start, or some 3:25, excuse me, start. And so got longer to tailgate. So give us a call, 260-1870, or text us at 870-870. This is Newell on WWL.